We have two messages this week. The first for Peggy Smith to say that the EDP Norfolk memory stick was definitely faulty. And we have included another one in your wallet this week so you don't have to miss the recording. The second is for Vivian Bygrave to say sorry that you could hear background studio noises in last week's recording. I will mention it to the recording technician to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Norwich City Council have received an application for a licence to place tables and chairs on the highway from the proprietors of Ivy Collection outside their premises at 30 London Street and 13 Castle Meadow, Norwich, for a total of 5 tables and 10 chairs, Monday to Sunday, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. to provide outside seating for customers. There will be no live music and the area will be cleaned regularly. If you have any comments or concerns relating to this application, please address them to Tony Shearman, Licensing Manager, by the 16th of May. The telephone number is 01603 212 761 or email licensing@norwich.gov.uk.
One of our listeners, Mervyn Ivaney, has asked us to make you aware of another facility for visually impaired people in Norwich. The Broadland Blind Club takes place on the first Thursday of each month from 2 to 4 p.m. at St Cuthbert's Church Hall in Wroxham Road, Sproston. The club has various activities, including entertainers, speakers and raffles. Refreshments are available. The club also has days out, including going out for meals. It certainly sounds good, and it costs £8 a year to join. If you're interested, please call Mervyn on 01603 961 407. That's 961 407. Or Marion on 01603 408 758. That's 408 758. And the next meeting will be on Thursday, the 3rd of May. Thursday, the 3rd of May.
Now for Seeing Things exhibition. A reminder that the NNAB's Seeing Things exhibition is coming soon to the Forum in Norwich. Seeing Things is an interactive art exhibition with audio description that explores Charles Bonnet syndrome, a condition that causes visual hallucinations following sight loss. The NNAB has spoken to many Charles Bonnet sufferers to gather their stories. Local artists have interpreted their hallucinations in a variety of mediums. The exhibition seeks to explain and destigmatise Charles Bonnet syndrome in an interesting and engaging way. It aims to get people talking about the condition in an attempt to prevent misunderstanding and even misdiagnosis. The Seeing Things exhibition is free. It opens from Monday, April the 30th to Sunday, May the 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you have any questions, please get in touch with the NNAB on the usual telephone number 01603 629 558.
And with this month's What's On, here is Margaret Thompson.